Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed to and fro by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The Australian Dennis Lilly was one of cricket's all-time great bowlers, but he wasn't much of a batsman. And so at the 1979 Ashes, when Lilly took to the field against England with an aluminium bat rather than the traditional willow wood, everyone was on the edge of their seats. Lilly hit a perfect shot. It rang off his bat with a victorious ding, but then dribbled pathetically away to the nearest fielder. Even with the most basic wooden bat, it would have gone for miles. See, cricket was really designed to be played with a wooden and especially a willow bat. To use aluminium was totally against the grain. In a similar sort of way, and we saw this last week, Christians have been recreated so as to live in a particular way, to walk in the good works prepared for us. When we don't do that, it's like we're going against the grain. I guess you know the feeling. You've done something that you know doesn't match how God has called you to live. Maybe you say something arrogant, and almost before the words have even left your mouth, you know you shouldn't be so self-absorbed. Maybe you feel yourself snap in the heat of the moment. You say something to the ref or the umpire that you know wasn't right. In the moment, it's like cracking a cricket ball with an aluminium bat with a victorious ding. It sort of feels good, but very quickly we realise it's just not the way we've been designed. It's going against the grain. We saw in Ephesians chapter 2 that we have been seated with Christ in heaven. That's a statement of our identity, where we are, is who we are. But now he turns to walking as a metaphor for the Christian life. That language begins in chapter 2, verse 10, and Paul picks it up again here. Paul wants the Ephesian church and Christians everywhere to walk worthy of their calling, to go with the grain of the new Christian life. In these verses, Paul applies that especially to church life. He wants them to be humble, gentle, patient, loving, united, and full of peace. Take a moment just to think on each of those characteristics. What would it be like to grow in each of these? You know, I've recently moved to a new church, and it's a real testament to the church that I was in before that whenever a friend would come along, they'd always be struck by the quality of community as much as by anything else they saw or heard. Because for us, walking worthy of our calling means living out our identity, living as Christians in this way. As we play our sport today, the way that we conduct ourselves and the words that we can say can adorn any gospel truth that we share, or they can undermine it. Will we go with the grain of who we've been made to be? And will we ask God for all the power and grace that we need to walk worthy? And so pray that you would know what you've been called to, and that God might give you power and grace to live according to that calling. Pray for protection against the voice that says your identity depends on this. And give thanks for the wonderful privilege it is to live as a Christian. Pray that your friends and teammates might recognise the difference in you, that they might see that you have something that they don't. And pray that your Christian walk might prompt opportunities to speak of Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.